Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I'm your host, Scott, and you can find me on Twitter at XorsonX. I'm here with Brian, you can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. And we're here with Mike, you can find on the Twittens at Review and Roast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. And you can find us on Instagram at instagram.com/reviewandroast or /Star Wars Tabletop if that's your preference. Today, we're going to be talking to you about the Amazon Prime original, The Tick. In a world where superheroes have been real for decades, an accountant with no superpowers comes to realize his city is owned by a supervillain. As he struggles to uncover this conspiracy, he falls in league with a strange blue superhero. Dun, dun, dun. I don't necessarily know, and this is going to sound silly, but I guess the true origins of The Tick. I know it was a cartoon in like the 90s, and there was a short-lived sitcom where Putty from Seinfeld played The Tick, and I know that did not go over very well. But last year, I believe it was, when they did one of their Prime seasons... they did the, I'm sorry, not Prime season.
Pilot season?
Pilot season on Amazon. One of the pilots was The Tick, and we all watched it. And we all watched it at least two or three times, if not more. It was pretty hilarious, and we were glad to find out that it got picked up. Right off the bat, I will say I was somewhat disappointed that we waited so long for six episodes that are 22 to 25 minutes long.
Five episodes.
Technically, you're right, because the pilot we've already seen. So, I mean, I Oh, Jesus. you know, and this is... We've done a lot of these pilot seasons for the last couple of years. This is the first show, I think, that actually came out of it that we've actually watched.
Yes.
But anywho, if anyone's watched the trailer, it's basically this guy, Arthur, who you find out, you know, flashback to a kid. He watched all of his superhero, what do you call them?
People?
No, like someone you look up to.
Heroes?
His superhero heroes. You know, he had all the toys and stuff, and he was out, you know, for the brunch or whatever with his dad, and their ship came down and crushed his dad. And then the main villain of the story, the Terror, popped out and kind of gave the kid shit and laughed in his face. And let's just say that the kid had some issues. He had some issues.
Yep.
And, you know, growing up, he's, like I said, he's an accountant, lives in an apartment by himself. His sister checks in on him a lot. And he decides once again that, even though the Terror technically was supposedly killed by nobody.
Jerry?
What's his name?
All right, never mind.
Mr. Superior?
Superion, was
yes,
that his name?
Yes, Superion, who is the main superhero that was left after all of the other superheroes were quote-unquote killed by the Terror, who he actually had ended up killing the Terror. But, you know, Arthur never believed it, so he kept having these episodes, and he was on medication in and out of, you know, psych wards and all that good stuff. So he's back on it, doing the whole Memento CSI strings on a fucking corkboard in his apartment, putting the pieces together, trying to find the Terror again. And he's down at the docks scoping stuff out, and voila, here's the Tick. This is, you know, the big blue superhero I'm sure everybody has seen at this point. I'm going to need a little help with his last name, Peter Serafinowicz.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Nailed it. So this guy, you see him in The Tick, and you're like, I totally know this guy. I just don't know from where. But yeah, he was in Shaun of the Dead. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy. He was in John Wick 2. So, I mean, he's been in a lot of stuff.
He's in Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Recreation. So, you know, you're definitely going to recognize him. And...
go on.
Yeah, I'm thinking about where to go from here. So, yeah, he jumps down and fights, and, you know, that was, yay, here's the pilot. Now, it really kind of chapped my hide, I guess, that it was only 6 episodes when it was all said and done, because it was, I was expecting at least like a 12 episode season. Was, am I the only one, or?
I was thinking at least 8 to 10, to be honest. I wasn't thinking they were going to go balls out. I mean, just thought they'd,
don't talk to me, talk to Mike.
Throw something at it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't expect 6, but I mean, I'm okay with it.
Again, we keep saying 6 like the pilot didn't get recounted. I mean, they literally came up with 5 fucking episodes.
That they did. That they
still,
did.
I'm thinking still they probably lame. Filmed the whole thing and then just released the pilot to see how popular it was.
But then why make people wait 8-10 months or whatever the hell it was just to see the
Well, that was the whole thing. They were voting on the 3 of them, and I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that when this came out, The Tick, Jean-Claude Van Johnson, and I Love Dick were the 3 episodes or 3 pilot episodes that were out. And I Love Dick, I believe, is picked up.
So all 3 of them. All 3 of them were picked up.
But I believe that that...
I Love Dick will be out in the next couple of weeks.
Right, and that was actually pretty bad.
Yeah, it wasn't only the thing biggest,
I liked, and it polled terribly.
The only thing I liked about it was Griffin Dunn is in it.
I mean, it was like... It was watchable.
It's written, it's based on a book by some author who had a really kind of a hit movie or something like that. So that's why it got picked up, because of name recognition, not necessarily because it was popular. Plus it had big names attached to it, so they weren't going to like just let that one go. But I agree. I thought I Love Dick was boring.
Yeah, it
but
barely got like 5 out of 10s like anywhere I ever read anything.
If
yeah.
it puts Griffin Dunn back on the map, then I'm into it.
I don't know if that show's going to go anywhere.
Wow. I just want
it might.
I just want Griffin Dunn back.
You guys,
in the world.
You guys will be doing that podcast.
I'm not gonna lie. I was actually more excited for Jean-Claude Van Johnson because that pilot.
I still think that one's the best of the 3.
I was
still.
More excited for The Tick, to be honest with you.
I was excited for it, but and I'm not saying that like my dreams have been shattered, but I was hoping for something a little more because I mean, let's face it. I'm not gonna run down the entire 5 episodes that we got, but there was. When it hit, boy, did it hit.
You know what? To be honest, I thought it didn't even really pick up till the last 2. I thought the first one I watched again, the pilot, actually wasn't as good as I remembered it being, to be honest. Second one, everything starts clicking, but it takes 2 full episodes for shit to get popping. By then, you're in the 4th and 5th episode. 6 is the finale. I mean, Jesus Christ. You don't even have time to meet the characters, which there are a couple pretty dope ones, by the way.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we kind of. I feel like we got a well enough acquaintanceship with Dot, who was his sister. Who,
yeah, but
you know,
I mean,
looked after him. She's a nurse. She's a drives the ambulance over, but she also like does a little side surgery for the mob, which is an interesting little thing going on there.
The best part.
Superior doesn't really matter.
He's not.
Who
even,
cares?
Yeah.
Miss Lint. I thought she was.
She's pretty dope.
It was a funny character. Like, her name is Miss Lint, and it's kind
of
like.
She reminded me. You know who she reminded me of? Because she had the fake eye. Was what's his name in the hero, the last action hero with Arnold Schwarzenegger? You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Remember the guy with the glass eyeball?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they ripped that off.
I don't.
No, they didn't. But I'm
funny because she kind of can take control of like the electric. Electrocurrent, whatever, in the air around her and zap people. So because of this, she's always getting like fuzzballs stuck to her, like static. Mm-hmm. So that's where she gets the name Miss Lint. And it was actually the Terror many, many moons ago in the past who kind of was like, hey, that sounds like a silly name now, but make them fear it, make them respect it, blah, blah, blah. Overkill was...
the best.
Right.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
He was like, the best way to put it would be, I guess, like the Punisher of this series. Like, he's out there to take down the bad guy, but he's not doing it because it's the right thing. He's just doing it because they need to go.
Yeah.
You know? He actually is, it's kind of funny because they at first they make it sound like he has a partner, but he doesn't. He just lives.
He's the best partner.
It's not a partner.
Oh, yes, it
it's
is.
It's a roommate.
Oh yeah,
he lives on a boat, and the boat is sentient, I guess is the best way to put it.
Also, the boat has a name.
Bodie McBoatface.
No, it's...
Right?
No, remember? Hey, it's Danger Boat.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Because he gets a little cranky about it.
See, I actually am going to go ahead and disagree with your whole, like, it doesn't start popping until the... Like, the whole first 2 episodes, maybe even into the 3rd, they're making it seem like Arthur is the only one that can see the tick. And every time his name is mentioned, Arthur kind of twitches a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Which, to me, I thought was kind of funny. But then he's like sitting there, like, wait, you can see him? They're like, yeah, we can fucking see him. What the fuck is going on? You know, I thought that was kind of
Yeah, I think that genius. Was like the third episode.
Yeah. But it's not like that shit wasn't going on in the second episode.
No, I know. I mean, you don't have to sell me on it. I watched it already. Just saying.
I'll sell your face.
Just for 100 new minutes. Oh. Like I said, the last three episodes, definitely some of the best stuff I've seen in a minute. But, again, leaves you wanting more. Like, maybe that's the point.
Huh.
But getting back to Danger Boat, voiced by Alan Tudyk. Just saying.
Huh.
I don't even see it on here.
What do you mean? He's on there somewhere.
I know. If I
it's actually a friend of his, Alan Tudyk. But yeah, to go back to you were going back to the history of the tick, it actually started out as just a drawing, which, you know, they all do. But there was a comic book store in New England, and they were looking for a mascot. This is like the early 80s. So that guy, Ben Edlund, he was either a friend or he worked there or some shit, or he was trying to become a comic book artist, and he was a friend of the people who owned the store. So they drew up a flyer, and he drew the tick, basically going, hey, there's a big sale this weekend, or whatever the fuck it was. And people started coming in and seeing the character and go, wait, when does that comic come out? And they're like, there is no comic. And he's like, well, there should be, because that character looks pretty cool. So he's like, okay. And then he created the character, and he kind of wanted to do a series that made fun of superheroes without being like a dick about it. Because
right.
He's like, I like this stuff, but it's ripe for being ripped on. So he didn't want to do, like, the Garth Ennis thing, where he's like, fucking superheroes are stupid. But he also didn't want to do, like, hey, I'm going to create the next Superman. He wanted something that was funny and kind of an homage. So, therefore, the tick was born, and it caught on. It got really popular in the 80s, which is where the cartoon came from. And then the
guy... I remember watching the cartoon a lot when
Barry
I was younger.
Barry Sonnenfeld and others decided, let's make a live-action sitcom based on the tick. Which I was super pumped for back in the early 2000s. And I watched it and I go, man, this thing sucks. And now it's on Amazon. Yeah. So when I was finishing up this one, I was like, I'm going to bookmark that. I'm going to go back and give it another shot. So when I got through the fifth episode of the new one, I'm like, I got to be honest, it's okay, but I'm not as super pumped on it as I was like 8 months ago. So I went back and watched the first episode of the first one, crying my fucking face off. I was sitting there like, man, I really, really... Peter Serafinowicz, hands down the best thing about the new show. But going back and watching at least the first episode of the original sitcom, I almost think Patrick Warburton was just a smidge better. Because he's so, like, completely the fish out of water. Like, there's a part where, like, two characters start making out, and they're like... Somebody says something like, do you know what's going on here? He's like, not a clue. Just super fucking stupid. And, yeah, there's one part he's like, unleash that coffee, you dreaded machine, you. And he's shaking this coffee machine, and this guy's like, I would have just paid another 50 cents. You didn't have to do that. Just so many weird little things. I think I went in expecting it to be Seinfeld with superheroes.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why I just didn't really, I don't want to say I didn't get it, but I didn't get it. But I watched the first episode, like, a couple nights ago, just crying. I'm like, how did I fucking miss this? This is so good. So I definitely, now I have to watch them both to kind of go, But, yeah, I agree with you when you said that the new one, when it hits, it hits. But there's a lot of fucking dragging at times. Like, that whole birthday party episode, I was like, dude, is anything going to happen?
And I actually didn't mind the birthday party because it's kind of funny because the... Dildo stepdad was just so enthralled that the tick was there. He just thought it was like the coolest thing that ever happened.
I don't know. And then
Lynn showed up, like everyone was showing up. Like, I kind of hate it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it was like super duper slow at any point, but like, I think what I like the most is the tick is. I'm not trying to say he's dumb, which is I know what you know they've tried to portray or whatever.
He's naive.
But he doesn't remember anything.
Also that.
So he's almost just an overpowered superhero stuck in a place, and he just has amnesia. More or less is what they were hinting at in here, and you know,
Well, yeah, he straight up said, like, he doesn't remember anything from, like, 3 days ago.
I mean, he remembers his name, but that's it. Like, it's he forgot everything except his name, and it seems like some social nuances, I guess, that you would just, you should know. He doesn't seem to recall, but, you know, it's he also seems to fit in very well. Like, at first, the guy with the, at the store was like, get that guy away from my mother, and then, like, the next episode, they're back there playing canasta or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I really liked it a lot. I was just disappointed in the fact that it was only the six episodes.
Another thing too, and not to like sit there and compare necessarily, but the way they shot the Fox show, there were like action sequences that looked like almost live action animation. Like, I mean, the sets were definitely cheaper, but it almost like served the show better in a comedic sense. Whereas this one was just like the Tick running around in regular old, you know, America, and it was like, oh man, the sets are totally different now. So I'm like, I almost feel like they should have filmed it like they did the Fox pilot, but just had Peter Serafinowicz as the Tick, because he's like really like the standout by miles. And actually, Jackie Earle Haley is really good too.
He's the Terror.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I like them. I also like their lady who plays Miss Yent, Yara Martinez. And Scott Spicer with Overkill. I think he's kind
of that guy's great. Pretty good. Miss Lint, I could do with that.
Apparently, this guy was the GOAT in six episodes. No fucking clue who you're talking about.
Who's that?
GOAT.
I don't know who that is.
Khalil Ashanti.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't care who his name is. Which one was the GOAT?
Exactly.
Is that somebody that's part of, like, Ramsay's crew?
I have no idea, but he was in six fucking episodes, and I don't remember him. And, you know, Ramsay's, I can kind of...
Plus,
give or take that guy, too.
He's kind of a dork. And also...
I liked when they were interrogating him, though.
I was disappointed in the usage of Butch.
Butch?
Butch from Home Alone was the tinfoil guy.
Oh, yeah. Tinfoil Kevin.
I forgot about that guy.
So I was just like, you know, was it Butch? Butch, your girlfriend. Woof. Is that him?
I think so,
I haven't watched Home Alone in
a long
time.
I don't know, maybe not.
But that kid is now... the tinfoil guy in that show. He was in Nebraska, and he was in Surrogates, and he's been in some other stuff. So he's doing some stuff again, which is pretty cool because Butch was all right.
No, I mean, I really liked it for what it was. I wish there was more. You know what I mean? And
I kind of feel like six was almost too many.
Well, I think they could have went a little more in depth with things, but maybe the point was not to. So just kind of give me a little taste.
I'm hoping that maybe, because again, even before I went back and watched the old pilot, I remember Batman well, and I remember Lady Liberty from the original sitcom. I'm hoping that they eventually show up. And I remember there was an episode in the cartoon back in the 90s where he fought a bunch of robot Santas. Like, that would be cool if they just got wacky with it. I felt like it was too serious at times. I wanted it to be more wacky.
I think that's kind of what really I liked a lot about it. It was everybody was serious except for the Tick and the Terror at times.
Well, and Arthur, because he was just pretty much thought he himself was crazy, which
right,
was
but it was more
fun.
Of a, you know, he was more serious. Mm-hmm. Was, every time the Tick opened his mouth, it was just complete nonsense, which I think was a nice little marriage that they did there. You can have the whole show be goofy, but then you might just ruin the whole thing.
I like ruining stuff.
Mm. We know.
Wow.
Nailed it.
No, I don't know. I thought after the pilot, like, the show would be a little goofier, and it was a little too not goofy for longer stretches than I, like, preferred, considering what I was watching.
Yeah. No, I can see where
there were, like,
from.
Moments, like, and not long, long ones, but long enough, for, like, a good 4 to 6 minutes at times where you're like, if somebody walked in the room and the Tick wasn't on screen, they would have no idea what you were watching. You could be watching CSI for all they know. Because it's just, you know, people in a kitchen talking. Now they're in the yard. Hey, now this guy just drove and pulled into the driveway.
That's how you advance the story.
I don't know.
He doesn't need to be on the screen the whole time.
No, I didn't say he does. But he should be there 50% of the time, at the very least. Okay. It is the Tick. The show's not called Arthur. A bunch of people hanging out, and the Tick shows up once in a while. It's like if you went and saw a Superman movie, you don't want to wait fucking 90 minutes to see the red cape. You want to see Superman, like, pretty early on. And then from that point, you wanted to see him the rest of the movie.
What if you just saw Clark Kent for an hour and a half first?
I mean, it's still Superman. You know what's coming.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't have much else here, so if anyone's
got something... No, I'm good. I'm hoping that they learn from their mistakes and Jean-Claude Van Johnson is 27-episode season.
That would be great. Unless it sucks, then 6 is fine.
It can't suck. His house has coconut water in it.
This is true. Why am I all sticky?
It's coconut water.
Well, okay. Let's throw some numbers at this. Like I said...
Actually, I didn't even think about that part of it. You go first.
You got a minute. I was tossing up between a 7.75, so I'll go 7.3.
I was sort of around that area, but as I thought about it more and more, I just thought, it was just okay. I'm gonna land at a 6.5.
Holy shit!
It was just all right. Like 6 episodes.
Dude, you guys were like both jacking off when this pilot came out. Because
the pilot,
and I actually hated it, and I actually think I like the series more now than I did before. I think before I was in like the 6.
The points really went down for me with the shortness, the 6 episodes.
See, here's the thing. When I saw the pilot, I'm like, if the fucking rest of this is as good as the pilot, this is going to be in the regular rotation along with like Parks and Rec and How I Met Your Mother. And now I'm like, I saw it once. I'm never going to watch it again.
Yeah, I think the other 5 episodes are better than the pilot, personally. I'm not saying they're completely not. The opposite. No.
I like the way it ended too, where the terror you find. Well, I won't say nothing.
But. The ending was good. And I like. I mean, it had its moments, like the part where that guy and that Ramsey's guy was saying something like, "You didn't get the tattoo." She's like, "You're from fucking Minnesota."
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that was cool.
Yeah.
No, it got considerably better when Overkill and the Tick were in the same room together. Like,
oh,
those
whenever them two. That's why those were the last 2 episodes, and that's pretty much made the last 2 episodes where those two bubbleheads, like, are we gonna fight now? No. What'd he say? Like, no.
He's like, the moment's passed.
Yeah, the moment's
passed. He's like, we can move over there. He's like, I don't know. I'm not really feeling it anymore.
And their first fight scene was pretty good when he figured out to, like, grab him by the antennae. That was actually pretty hilarious. So he was, like, beating up on him. And, you know, obviously the Tick is nigh impervious. Or what is he? Is that what he says?
I think so.
Shit, something like that. It's actually, it's pretty funny. But, actually, yeah, I'm at a 7.5. So it's not often that I'm the highest on a non-sci-fi Star Wars thing. So
yeah, well, just wait till we do Orville. All right, so there you have it. That was the Tick on Amazon Prime exclusively. So if you want to check that out, looks like you need to get yourself 2-day free shipping, all the music you can handle, and whatever else, a free book every month.
Yeah, if you're not a Prime member by now, you're just stupid.
Oh, you're a Prime member?
Yeah, friends and family, sucker.
Yeah, right. All right, so there you have it. That's the Tick.
I watch Hulu way more than Prime at this point.
I don't know anyone that does but you.
Yeah, you know why? Every season of Regular Show is on Hulu.
Oh, there you go.
And Adventure Time. Watch a lot of cartoons. Go shut up.
And, well, until Hulu starts paying our fucking advertising, let's knock that off. You can find me on Twitter at XhorseNX. You can find Brian at PR Rock Fury. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can find all of our stuff at ReviewandRoast.com, on Facebook at Facebook.com/ReviewandRoast. And we're just Google Review and Roast. You'll find anything and anything.
Hashtag Review and Roast.
I'll hashtag your face.
It works on Facebook.
It does. It also works on the Twittens. It works on the Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it works on the Tumblr. And the MySpace. Nothing? No.
Reddit?
Well, yeah, that's going to be it for now. And we got more stuff coming, so stay tuned.
Yay.